from the writings and utterances of the Bab. 16. Rid thyself of all attachments to aught except God. Enrich thyself in God by dispensing with all else besides Him, and recite this prayer. Say, God sufficeth all things above all things, and nothing in the heavens or in the earth or in whatever lieth between them, but God thy Lord sufficeth. Verily, He is in Himself the knower, the sustainer, the omnipotent. Regard not the all-sufficing power of God as an idle fancy. It is that genuine faith which thou cherishest for the manifestation of God in every dispensation. It is such faith which sufficeth above all the things that exist on the earth, whereas no created thing on earth besides faith would suffice thee. If thou art not a believer, the tree of divine truth would condemn thee to extinction. If thou art a believer, thy faith shall be sufficient for thee above all things that exist on earth, even though thou possess nothing. 17. Say, verily, any one follower of this faith can, by the leave of God, prevail over all who dwell in heaven and earth and in whatever lieth between them. For indeed this is, beyond the shadow of a doubt, the one true faith. Therefore fear ye not, neither be ye grieved. Say, God hath, according to that which is revealed in the book, taken upon Himself the task of ensuring the ascendancy of any one of the followers of the truth over and above 100 other souls, and the supremacy of 100 believers over 1,000 non-believers, and the domination of 1,000 of the faithful over all the peoples and kindreds of the earth. Inasmuch as God calleth into being whatsoever He willeth by virtue of His behest, verily He is potent over all things. Say, the power of God is in the hearts of those who believe in the unity of God, and bear witness that no God is there but Him, while the hearts of them that associate partners with God are impotent, devoid of life on this earth, for assuredly they are dead. 18. When the day star of Baha will shine resplendent above the horizon of eternity, it is incumbent upon you to present yourselves before His throne. Ye have one and all been called into being to seek His presence and to attain that exalted and glorious station. Indeed, He will send down from the heaven of His mercy that which will benefit you, and whatever is graciously vouchsafed by Him shall enable you to dispense with all mankind. Indeed, if it be His will, He can assuredly bring about the resurrection of all created things through a word from Himself. He is in truth over and above all this, the all-powerful, the almighty, the omnipotent. 19. Hallowed be the Lord, in whose hand is the source of dominion. He createth whatsoever He willeth by His word of command, be and it is. His hath been the power of authority heretofore, and it shall remain His hereafter. He maketh victorious whomsoever he pleaseth through the potency of his behest. He is in truth the powerful, the almighty. Unto him pertaineth all glory and majesty in the kingdoms of revelation and creation and whatever lieth between them. Verily, he is the potent, the all-glorious. From everlasting he hath been the source of indomitable strength, and shall remain so unto everlasting. He is indeed the Lord of might and power. All the kingdoms of heaven and earth, and whatever is between them, are God's, and his power is supreme over all things. All the treasures of earth and heaven, and everything between them, are his, and his protection extendeth over all things. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and whatever lieth between them, and he truly is a witness over all things. He is the Lord of reckoning for all that dwell in the heavens and on earth, and whatever lieth between them, and truly God is swift to reckon. He setteth the measure assigned to all who are in the heavens and the earth, and whatever is between them. Verily, he is the supreme protector. He holdeth in his grasp the keys of heaven and earth, and of everything between them. At his own pleasure doth he bestow gifts through the power of his command. Indeed, his grace encompasseth all, and he is the all-knowing. 20. Glorified art thou, O God. Thou art the creator of the heavens and the earth, and that which lieth between them. Thou art the sovereign Lord, the most holy, the almighty, the all-wise. Magnified be thy name, O God. Send down upon them who have believed in God and in his signs a mighty succour from thy presence, such as to enable them to prevail over the generality of mankind. 21. Praised art thou, O Lord. At thy behest thou dost render victorious whomsoever thou willest, through the hosts of heaven and earth, and whatsoever existeth between them. Thou art the sovereign, the eternal truth, the Lord of invincible might. 22. O Lord, assist those who have renounced all else but thee, and grant them a mighty victory. Send down upon them, O Lord, the concourse of the angels in heaven and earth and all that is between, to aid thy servants, to succour and strengthen them, to enable them to achieve success, to sustain them, to invest them with glory, to confer upon them honour and exaltation, to enrich them, and to make them triumphant with a wondrous triumph. 23. Send forth, O God, such hosts as would render thy faithful servants victorious. Thou dost fashion the created things through the power of thy decree as thou pleasest. Thou art in truth the sovereign, the creator, the all-wise. 24. Heed not your weaknesses and frailty. Fix your gaze upon the invincible power of the Lord your God, the Almighty. Has he not, in past days, caused Abraham, in spite of his seeming helplessness, to triumph over the forces of Nimrod? Has he not enabled Moses, whose staff was his only companion, to vanquish Pharaoh and his hosts? Has he not established the ascendancy of Jesus, poor and lowly as he was in the eyes of men, over the combined forces of the Jewish people? Has he not subjected the barbarous and militant tribes of Arabia to the holy and transforming discipline of Muhammad, his prophet? Arise in his name, put your trust wholly in him, and be assured of ultimate victory.